I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about Rita Ora, Taika Waititi, Tessa Thompson, Pedro Pascal, an update on Selena Gomez's dating life, Dakota Johnson, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, Kevin Costner, and so much more. We're discussing all of this with longtime follower and special co-host Alexandra. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know the
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the buttenders. You like what they did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself. Every time we record this podcast under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's special guest host is longtime Do You reader, someone that I've been DMing with back and forth for probably the past couple of years. Right, Alexandra? Like, wouldn't you say?
I mean, honestly, yeah. Longtime listener, first time caller. Like everybody else, I feel like I do love my celeb gossip and some tea comes to me from time to time, and I always like to share it because, you know, we're all a little nosy.
Okay, I love that you admitted that you were a contributor because I didn't know if you wanted to say that. So we'll just keep your first name. Your first name is Alexandra. We won't say your last name.
Okay.
I want to protect my sources. I feel like I'm very protective over my sources, like super protective. And like anyone who's listening who's never submitted anything because they're nervous that they're going to get caught or like I'm going to spill who they are. I feel like, Alexandra, like you just said, you've told me a lot of like very high level pieces of gossip. And have you felt like I've ever betrayed your trust?
Definitely not. I feel like if anything, there's been times before I've sent something where I've almost like narked on myself because I have to think about like, oh, shoot, did this person literally maybe only tell me? Like, could someone else have been there? Will it fall back on me? So I feel like if anything, I would get my own self in trouble before you ever would.
Right. And like, I think I know what you're talking about. There was like something very, very high level that you told me a long time ago that was really a good piece of gossip that we discussed. And I think I actually wrote a blind item about it.
I think so too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into current things, not things that we've talked about in the past. Thank you for being here. Have you ever been on a podcast? I should ask you that.
I have not. I feel like in the height of the pandemic, I did almost contemplate starting one. I think I even had one of my DJ friends like make me an intro, and nothing ever came of it. So I'm just very happy now that this is my podcast, Cherry Pop.
Oh my God. I'm happy to be your cherry popper.
I mean, like, who better?
Okay. Let's get started. The first thing I want to talk about is something that came across my quote unquote desk very randomly. I just like felt like I needed to share it with you guys because I was like, okay, this is kind of a random thing for someone to send in. There was a headline this week, Rita Ora addressed that picture. And if you guys don't know what that picture is, there was a picture of Rita Ora, Tyka and Tessa and her where it looked like they were having like a triple kiss. Do you know that picture, Alexandra, that I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
Okay. So she says to GQ, literally, that photo was just a bunch of friends having a good time. They had a crazy schedule and everyone was letting loose. I love that. Each to their own. So she kind of like brushed it off that they were in a throuple. And someone messaged me, Tessa Thompson, Rita Ora, 100% in a throuple with Tyka during filming Marvel. And this is the part that's like so random that they threw in. Also, Chris Hemsworth and his wife wanted in on the action. They are swingers, but they were denied. And I said, why were they denied? And the person said, because they were trying too hard to be cool and relevant. Whereas Tessa and Rita have both already been interested in men and women and polyamory. I thought that was like so random to like throw in Chris Hemsworth and his wife. Do you ever hear anything about Chris Hemsworth, Alexandra? He's like a quiet one, I feel.
I feel like he is a quiet one. I feel like he honestly gets like the most like press and coverage when Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are having a thing. And then I feel like he gets more play in the press on those days. But he just seems like a mind your own business, kind of like chill little Aussie surfer that just happens to be in movies from time to time.
Yeah, I love that description of him. I mean, I have heard that he has a wandering eye.
Don't all celebrities, though?
I know. Like, it's so true. At this point, like, I say it, and as the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, is this even shocking anymore to anyone? Do you know what I mean?
No, I feel like it's like there's, like, single, there's relationship, there's taken, there's married, and then there's celebrity. It's almost like those rules don't apply.
I totally agree with that. And I think it's because they live a lifestyle that most of us can't relate to. I don't understand why it, you know, should be looked down upon when it's their decision and how they choose to live their life. So I don't think it's that shocking.
Well, for sure. I feel like with that, I feel like there's always like you have like your idealized versions of relationships. And then like you get older, I feel like you realize how the world works. And it's almost like what you're willing to live with. I feel like most celebrities just like err on the side of like, if you have opportunity, okay, but like just don't embarrass me. I feel like that's the real clause in the prenup is, not don't cheat on me, but just don't embarrass me.
That is such a good point. Okay, the next thing I want to correct myself. I said that I had heard that Selena Gomez and Brad Peltz were hooking up. I said that last week in a podcast episode. I made a video about it. I posted it. Some people who know Brad Peltz corrected me. He's still with his girlfriend. So there's nothing going on between him and Selena. I think the intel that I received that they had hooked up was misconstrued. I don't think that, you know, somebody was trying to put them together with that intel, the person who told me. I think it was just misconstrued and I trusted that information. I repeated it like I thought it was true, but Brad is still in a relationship with his girlfriend. I don't know. Do you ever come across the like Pelts in your partying? I feel like you're like a little bit of a partier. Am I wrong in saying that?
I'm a little bit of like a partier, or I feel like I just like happen to be out at the right times in the right places. I've like been out with not Brad, but like I've seen them out peripherally. And I will say like for the longest time, I don't really even think like I knew who they were. It wasn't until like she married. I mean, this is, we're talking about the David Beck or Brooklyn Beckham's brother-in-law's pelts, right?
Yep.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that they were like rich and cute and attractive, I think, until Nicola started dating Brooklyn Beckham, and I was like, oh wait, she has family, she has siblings. And now it's like, now that I know the face, I do see them and I like will recognize them out and about.
Yeah, they're like on the scene, right? The brothers. Yeah. So I mean, people probably don't even care. People are like probably like listening to this, like my podcast audience, but I just felt like I needed to like go on record with correcting myself, because after I posted the video from the podcast where I said that they were hooking up, like three people messaged me and they were like, I know Brad's girlfriend, like they're still together. So unless there's like some shady business between Selena and Brad, I think the fans just put them together because they needed a reason for Selena to be hanging out with Brooklyn and Nicola so much. Do you know what I mean? Like they were like, why is this happening? Like they were trying to justify why Selena was hanging out with them so much. So they just like put her with Brad, but not true.
Yeah. Or I mean, ultimate plot twist. What if in fact you were completely correct and the newest chain smokers PR relationship is now just like a huge overcorrection?
I mean, I love how you said PR relationship, because honestly, okay, I just want to talk about this quickly. I seriously think, and I never admit this, I do think that there's something PR going on between Selena and Drew Taggart.
Oh, same. I feel like they look so miserable out together. I feel like there's either a song that's like coming down the windpipe or like...
There is a collab. But this is the thing. Like, how did the paparazzi get pictures of her coming out of the restaurant? Like, how did they know she was going to be at that restaurant at that exact time? That is not a Carbone. They were at Teresi, I think. And it's like the new Carbone. Have you been there?
I have not been there yet. I've been like a little slacking on like using my Carbone plug for like adjacent restaurants just because I don't ever like to abuse my plugs.
Yeah. So this is the new Carbone. It's like by Mario Carbone. So I just don't feel like it's a place where the paparazzi hang out outside of, like they do Carbone waiting for celebrities. So how did the paparazzi get that picture? I got a tip that they were there, but I got a tip from people who were inside the restaurant. Those people wouldn't be calling paparazzi. Do you know what I mean? They would just be telling me because they're like sitting next to Selena and Drew and they're like, oh my God, you know what I mean? So I just don't think that it's all on the up and up with what we're seeing. I don't know. There's just something about it that's like not sitting right with me, and it's because of those paparazzi pictures.
Well, I feel like it's the paparazzi pictures, like, and the fact that like also like they like looked miserable in like the paparazzi pictures and like the pictures that like came out that like fans took of them in the restaurant. It's like, you can't be that miserable in the beginning stages of your relationship. And plus, I just feel like they're like not like a match. Like, I feel like he's in the Chainsmokers. He's like a DJ. I feel like he's used to like the like bottle rat club hoes. Like Selena, I feel like just doesn't fit that demographic.
Wait, do you ever come across him? I feel like he's a huge partier.
Yeah, he's always out. I feel like he's never been out and about with like anybody that looks like Selena. Which, I mean, nothing to, like, I mean, granted, she's a different, like, she's a celebrity, but, like, I just feel like, it just feels so, like, not matched. Like, I could see if she was dating, like, the Alex one, but not the,
Drew.
Not Drew. Yeah, because I feel like Drew's, like, the more, like, hot boy, like, oh, I'm, like, the hot one, like, Alex is more, like, the, like, sidekick friend that, like, gets stuff, like, peripherally. Not to like shit on him, but I just feel like I said, it just like, it seems like a very odd match.
No, I see what you mean. And you're saying that like you would usually see him with girls who look more like, and nothing like, Selena's gorgeous, but Instagram models, like something's like not sitting right with me with that. And I always am the first to be like, no, it's not a PR relationship. It's true love. You know, like I'm so like stupid and naive that way, but something about it and those pictures just... I don't know, guys. Stay tuned for more on that. The next thing I want to touch upon is something that I posted on Instagram yesterday. Today's Tuesday. This podcast will come out on Thursday. I said that John Mayer is seeing someone. And everyone is, and this was my fault to like tease you guys, because the story is like still developing and I can't say who I think it is for sure until I find out for sure, because I don't want to spread false information. But somebody did tell me that he is seeing someone and he's very happy, they wouldn't confirm who it was. Because I don't know how to like explain it without like giving away like who my sources are. Like sometimes people will give me information but won't give me the whole story, like out of, I think, guilt for even talking to me in the first place. That's what I think.
Breaking news. It's me. I am now dating John Mayer, guys. Breaking news. The big drop has been revealed.
I don't even see John Mayer being your type.
I don't even know what my type is. I mean, I think I would definitely like want to go on a date with him just to see like what all of like the fuss is about. And like maybe get one or two like love songs, some sob rock, if you will, written about me, because who doesn't want to be the subject of a song? But no, I don't think we would last.
Wait, are you on Raya?
I am. I have seen him on Raya, but he's never hearted me back or checked me back or whatever the proper Raya terminology is.
Don't tell us anyone else who's on Raya. Like I actually have I have a new list. Somebody sent me somebody was like, this is a list of everyone I've seen on Raya this week. And they sent it to me a couple weeks ago. But Raya gets like really upset when like I talk about who's on Raya. Like I'll never be on Raya. Like Raya will never let me on Raya. They like fucking hate me so much. I also want to take this opportunity to tell everyone who asks me if I have Raya passes, I don't post Raya friend passes anymore because people were selling them. And I thought that was icky. I didn't like that. You know what I mean? If you have a friend pass, like, and you want to give it away to someone, on Instagram, do it, but don't sell it because it doesn't automatically mean you're going to get on the app if you have a friend pass and apply.
See, I will say I'm a little bit of a gatekeeper with my Raya. Like, I don't even know if they take that much like weight into who you give your friend passes to, but like, I don't always send them to like friends or people like, oh, like, do you have a Raya friend pass? Like, oh, I just added you as like my Raya connect. Like, will you accept me? Like, sometimes I don't because I'm like, wait, I don't want to be in the same league as you. Like, we're different. We're not the same. So I'm trying to get in my little dating pool.
Why do you think that if you accept them or like sponsor them or whatever you need to do, that reflects on the matches that you see?
Maybe. That's what I wonder. So I just don't want to. Or like, oh, like if that person like is like just not like, I don't know, like someone like I didn't really like a couple years ago. I'm like, I don't want you on Raya. I don't want you to think you can be like me. I'm like, you were rude to me once. I'm like, you were rude to me once. Why am I gonna help you get on Raya?
No, well, okay, if somebody's mean to you and asking you for like a Raya favor, that I get. But yeah, so I have also heard that Raya like gatekeeps like who you see.
I did hear that recently. I heard that like if you like say you're gonna like cancel your subscription, like do it at like the start of the month, like right after you renew it, then like say you're gonna cancel because it'll let you keep using, and then people say that like you get so many better matches, like you are seen by so many people.
And like, do you have any tips on how to get accepted? That's like a good question. I feel like you could answer without getting in trouble with Raya.
So honestly, I feel like I am almost like the scholarship kid of Raya. I think I am only on it because like probably like 5 or so years ago, I heard about it. I like made an account. I wasn't even like living in New York City or like a big city at the time. So I was like, oh, like immediately waitlist. I'm like, oh, like, well, it's not even really popular in my city, like deleted the app, forgot about it. When I moved back to New York City like 3 years ago, I was like, oh, wait, I should join that Raya app that everybody talks about. And then sure enough, I log in. It says like, oh, a decision's been made on your application. I'm like, oh, that's right. I did apply for this and I was accepted. And I truly think I got accepted just because I was such an early adopter.
What year was this?
Probably like, I want to say like 2017, 2018. Like okay. Very early on. But like, I feel like it's like, cause I'm not rich, unfortunately. Maybe I can marry into it. I don't have like a million followers on Instagram. I mean, I'm in a creative field, but like I said, I just feel like I'm like somehow like the scholarship kid of Raya just cause I like worked in nightclubs and I had like people's numbers that I feel like were also on the app, which I do feel helps you. That's what I really feel like helps. Cause I feel like when I've tried to help my other friends get on, I'm like any like celebrity person you've DM'd with, like anybody, athlete, like, make sure you have their number saved because I really believe it pulls a lot from your contacts.
Do you have a lot of thirst trap pictures?
I feel like, honestly, my target demographic has, like, never really, I feel like, I don't define myself as, like, a sexy girl. Like, I'm attractive, I'm pretty, but, like, I'm not a sex pot. Like, I have little boobs. But, like, I'm pretty, so I feel like I thirst trap in my own way.
Okay.
I don't have boobs, but I do have an ass. Like, in the summer, I have a rooftop pool, like, bikini pic after bikini pic after bikini pic. But honestly, sometimes those don't do well, and that's honestly very hurtful, but we can talk about that another day.
I'm just, like, trying to grasp, like, if Raya sees that somebody has, like, a lot of these type of pictures, one type of pictures, like, over another type, they're going to pick that person over somebody who maybe has, like, a lot of, like, pictures of their cat. Or, like, books that they're reading.
No, I feel like you do probably have to have that. Because I feel like my one friend that had, like, 3 pictures on her Instagram, like, never got on. And then I think she started, like, posting more, and now she's on. So I feel like they almost maybe, like, question if you don't have a lot whether or not you're, like, a real person.
Okay, that's a good tip. So just have, like, a well-curated selection of pictures, maybe to show that you are a versatile person. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe you do have, like, a picture of yourself in a bikini on your rooftop, but you also, like, have a picture of, like, you reading a book in a cafe. Well-rounded. I'm sure they want well-rounded people. I mean, I'm just trying to give people tips because it's still a question I get asked all the time. And my answer to them is, like, you don't need Raya. Like, just use Instagram.
Well, can I just say, caveat, I completely agree because I have gotten more quote-unquote matches off of Raya when you, like, see, because my thing is when I see a person I like, yes, I match with them, but on Raya, like, your Instagram is connected to your account. So, like, if I think someone's really cute, rather than, like, risk it up to chance, I, like, immediately go to their Instagram, follow them, and, like, slide into their DMs. And I'm just always a big DM slide girl to begin with. I feel like that's how I've started, like, a lot of, like, relationships, things like that, just, like, connections. So, like, I just DM slide, and, like, that way, if they don't, like, accept me back, it's like I've just gone straight to the source.
I agree with that because on Raya, don't you have to wait until you match with somebody till you can even start conversing with them?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of times there's been, like, super hot guys that, like, have never even – they claim they never even saw me on Raya, but, like, I DM them and then, like, we've gone on a date. And I'm like, wait, how come you didn't, like, heart me back on Raya? Like, bruise my ego. They're like, I've never even seen you. I'm like, wild.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone needs to hear this message loud and clear, like – because people, honestly, they message me, like, so upset. Like, I've been on the wait list for so long. Like, I feel like they feel like they've been rejected. And it's like, no, don't feel that way, you know? It's like there's so many nuances to getting on this app. And it's not a reflection of who you are as a person. Just, like, have an open Instagram profile. Have it, like, full of different kind of pictures. And DM guys on Instagram. I mean, I've said this so many times.
Utilize the saved folder on Instagram. I literally have, like, a folder called, like, of the saved, like, bookmark thing. It's, like, hot guys to DM later. Because it's, like, if I see a cute guy and he has, like, 5 other cute friends, like, I, like, save him for later. I DM the first guy. If he, like, leaves me on unseen, I never hear back from him. I just, like, quietly unsend and then, like, try with one of the friends.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, if you're not using your save folder to, like, circle back with guys, you're doing it wrong.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill. And you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. Let's move on to Dakota Johnson. I posted a picture because somebody asked if she was engaged. She's been seen wearing a beautiful emerald ring from time to time. So people speculate that she's engaged. And I said that every time I post about her potentially being engaged, I never get a confirm. Well, I finally got a confirmation. Somebody says that yes, she actually is engaged to Chris Martin. They're so low key and they've talked about like eloping or having like a small private ceremony. Somebody else said that, yes, you know, they are engaged. They talk about being engaged, but it's like, it's not really like an official thing. The engagement's not even an official thing. So I think they're just like really low key. They're obviously like committed to each other. They've been together forever. Her and Chris Martin. So I think it's safe to say, I know I'm kind of like contradicting myself with these two sources, but I think it's safe to say she's engaged. That's what I'm trying to say. She is engaged. And I don't think she'll ever admit it. She talks about what she wants to talk about. Do you ever see a Dakota Johnson interview?
But have they even ever made a red carpet like debut together?
You know what? That's a really good question. I don't think
so. I feel like they haven't. Like, I feel like she's like the ultimate like, I mean, forget like not like posting or like soft launching your boyfriend on Instagram. I feel like she like barely even like hard launches him in real life, like his and her houses almost, you know?
Well, they did have a house together, I think in Malibu. They bought a house together, I believe. Now, I'm sure everyone listening will correct me because I'm getting this wrong, but they bought a house together in Malibu over quarantine. And then they sold it or something happened. But yeah, she doesn't hard launch him. I think she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like her.
I know. I mean, talk about someone who like does not give a shit what anyone thinks about her. I mean, maybe she does. Maybe that's just like the air that she gives off that she doesn't care. Maybe she like goes home and like cries into her pillow.
I mean, don't we all?
I know. It's so true. I mean, I rarely cry, but
I only cry on the inside because I'm a winner. But, you know, hey, to each his own.
Yeah, that's like such a good point. I totally cry on the inside.
I also feel like it's because like I feel like I grew up in the generation where like, you know, like we had the Hills, like I'm a true millennial, you know. And when Kelly Catrone told whoever it was either like Lauren Conrad, Stephanie, went to like, if you have to cry, go outside. Like I truly internalized that and I've adopted it, you know.
I think that's really good advice.
And that's why like Gen Z will really just never come for the millennial throne.
So there has been actually Gen Z who have argued about that exact clip on TikTok. Denisha Carter, she has a great TikTok account. She posted that Kelly Catrone clip and was like, this is really good advice. And, you know, Gen Z was like, oh my God, like, how can you say that? She's like so mean and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's so crazy to see how different generations like interpret things like that.
It really is wild. I mean, I feel like it also just like goes back to almost like even like the Kim Kardashian, like no one wants to work anymore. And like, they almost really don't. Like, I feel like they think it's like your work stuff. It's like, oh yeah, your boss is supposed to handhold you, love you, give you praise. It's like, I feel like I'm like of the cutthroat, like I'm a shark. Like I'm not swimming with the minnows. Like I will eat you alive kind of person. Not like, oh my gosh, like I just need like love and support, and like I need like a mental health hour at the end of the day.
I mean, if we're talking about Gen Z, I feel like a lot of them are still in school. Like maybe they're not in the workforce, but yeah. if they want to get in certain fields and they want to work in a big city, like they got to toughen up a little bit. That's just my opinion based on things that I see. But that's like a whole other conversation. I don't want to get into generational wars, but yeah. So Dakota Johnson engaged. Congratulations, girl. You'll never announce it, but you know, now we all can celebrate.
I'm happy. I like her. I vibe with her.
I do too. And I like her with Chris Martin. I feel like, God, to be a fly on the wall, like during one of their conversations, she's actually like really funny and really witty. And he seems like so deep and so emotional, but also really probably has a really good sense of humor. Like he's British and, you know, extremely talented. I don't know. I feel like they probably have the most interesting relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, plus I feel like, you know, like the Brits always get like that like dry, witty, kind of almost like a little mean and snarky sense of humor. So even though I feel like he is very emotional, like loving, like I feel like he probably loves a good little banter.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I would love to like hear.
So many walls I would love to be a fly on.
Totally. That would be like a really good question to like pose to the audience, like what like celeb couple or like even like a celeb friendship. Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez like gossiping. I would love to be a fly on that wall.
Maybe it's just because I don't really vibe with Taylor Swift that much, although I feel like I probably shouldn't say this on a public platform because those Swifties, but like, I mean, honestly, I'm like I said, I'm nosy. Like if I'm sitting next to someone at like a restaurant and like all of a sudden like they start talking, I'm like, oh, this sounds juicy. Like I will stop listening to my own conversation and fully check into theirs. So like, you know, really there's no wall I wouldn't really want to be a fly on.
Really? Like it's so funny you say that because I get so many sightings where people like overhear other people's conversations. And when I say people, I mean celebrities because that's why they're writing in. And I'm always like so curious, like, I don't know. I feel like you'd have to literally be so quiet and so focused to overhear like what the table next to you is saying, unless they're like right on top of you. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's a little bit of both for me. I have like good hearing in the sense that like as soon as something piques my interest, like I can really like turn the rest of the world away and like dial it into that. Unless like it's like a nightclub. That's a little tougher for me.
Right.
But I will say the best is when you have two people that are equally nosy and like you're with your friend, it's just you two. And then you both start listening to the conversation. And then it's just like you stop talking for the rest of your dinner and just listen to theirs. I've done that before. I'm like, wow, we're sitting here looking miserable, but we're both like so enthralled in this conversation.
And then you like can piece together what each of you heard to like get the full conversation of what you're overhearing.
Or it's like they're showing the person a phone and you're like, I'm like, wait, like look at the phone, see what that says.
See, you're talking about doing it to normies, not even celebrities. So I think it's just like human nature. I don't even think it's like being like a stalker to celebrities. I think it's just like human nature for some people to be interested in, you know, other people's business.
I feel like I would actually do it to a celebrity less because I feel like I always go for like more of like the friend angle with the celebrity. Like I would almost start up a conversation with them and interrupt their whole conversation just to like, you know, be involved. Yeah.
I wanted to let everyone know that the cheating comedian is back. I don't know if you've listened to the podcast before, Alexandra. I actually didn't even ask you that, but there was a topic that was on repeated episodes of my podcast about a cheating comedian. A lot of you guys figured out who it was. I never revealed who it was, and I won't reveal who it is. But I received a message yesterday that he's back to his old ways. So just giving you guys like a cheating comedian update. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Joe Burrow versus Justin Herbert. I confused the two. They're both quarterbacks. Joe plays for the Bengals. Justin plays for the Chargers. They are two attractive young men that my audience wants to know about. There was a time on my Instagram account. I'm looking at the dates. It was between December of 2021 And like September of last year, I was getting all these messages about Justin. Somebody says someone saw him at Albertsons in Irvine last month with one of his rumored girlfriends, Taylor Biscotti, an NFL reporter. They drove away in a Porsche. Here's another message. Him and Taylor Biscotti. I hope I'm saying her name right. Biscotti. Sorry. Him and Taylor Biscotti are definitely dating. He doesn't want to mess up his good boy image, and it doesn't look good on Taylor's end because she's the NFL Network reporter and has been covering the Chargers for years. So yeah, there was this rumor that him and this NFL reporter were like dating. Did you hear about that? This was a while ago.
I didn't. Honestly, this is the first time I'm ever hearing about like this particular quarterback's name. But I'm surprised that like they allow for that.
No, well, this is the thing. So I don't think it's true. So I was getting all these messages. People were up in arms. Then I started getting messages about like what a jerk he is, to the point where like one of his representatives messaged me and was like, everything you're posting is like not true. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, someone must have it out for him, because I'm getting like an influx of Justin Herbert messages, and I don't follow the NFL. I have no idea, you know, what's true, what's not. I don't know where this Taylor rumor started. It could have started something so simple as like her interviewing him, and like maybe they were flirty and like fans picked up on it and like started the rumor. I don't know. Maybe somebody listening can tell me like where this rumor started. When people started asking about Joe, I was confused. I thought they were asking about Justin. Somebody else says, I can't believe this slander about our beloved Duck and Charger, Justin Herbert. He's literally the nicest human. He hates the media attention and lives alone with a cat named after a video game character. Check out his ESPN interview for a better idea.
Not a cat. I know. This just seems like an overcorrection.
What the fuck? I was not expecting that. I didn't read that. I just read that for the first time. That is...
I guess if you have a cat named after a video game character, you know, that's just, you're a nice guy.
I guess so.
Any guy without a cat, red flag.
I know, we're laughing. Oh, God. People love cats. I'm sorry. I'm just not a cat girl. Like, I'm so sorry. You guys, like, I have family members who love cats. I am just, like, not a cat girl. So, like, a cat guy is just, like, not my vibe.
To each his own.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So then this is the deal with Joe. So then people started writing in yesterday about Joe. Anon, please. But Joe Burrow used to cheat on his girlfriend all the time in college. But otherwise, he's a nice guy. They might have even had an open relationship. No one really knew what the deal was. But one of my friends definitely hooked up with him while his girlfriend was posting pics with him on her public Instagram account. Someone else said Joe Burrow was known to hook up with other girls at LSU when he had a long-distance girlfriend. But other than that, I've never heard anything bad about him. So besides being a potential sneaky cheat, Joe Burrow's fine.
That just sounds like typical, like, run-of-the-mill college athlete thing.
Exactly. But, like, God, we're just excusing bad behavior left and right on this podcast.
So we're just being a little bit controversial today.
This podcast episode is literally, I just want everyone to know that I'm acknowledging that we're excusing bad behavior.
We're more mad at the cat than the cheating.
Yeah, agreed. So yeah, so that's the deal with Joe versus Justin. I'm sorry I confused them. Let me know if you guys want to hear more about these two. It seems like they're both nice guys. I mean, a lot of people actually wrote in about Joe, what a nice guy he is. So I don't think there's like much more to know.
I mean, they both seem very nice after doing like a peripheral little Instagram creep.
Sometimes that's like not enough people. They like want to know more. I don't know, like, you guys want to know like their dick sizes? Like, perhaps I can get that information. I did a whole series on Gronk. We called it Gronk's Gronk. That's what like we called it.
Mood.
Which I don't know, like if any OGs listening remember that time on my Instagram account, it was like so funny because there were so many conflicting stories about the size of Gronk's Gronk that no one knew. Like it was undecided what Gronk's Gronk. Like
I'm surprised he didn't weigh in. He seems like the type to like, at least if it's like big, like he hears the gossip, like I feel like he would send you a dick pic himself and be like, hey, you judge this. Like literally would send you a dick pic to the Dubois account. I hear there's some controversy. Here's my dick. Here's a ruler.
I would love that because then I could like speak with authority and like speak on firsthand. No, this was like when the account only had like a couple hundred thousand followers. I think it was during quarantine. And, you know, I don't know if it was when he had his girlfriend. You know, I think he's probably a little bit of a cheater, too. Like you said, like we're excusing bad behavior, NFL, whatever, or actually all athletes. And I've talked about this before. I've actually ranked the sports from like who are the biggest cheaters to who you don't hear about cheating as much. And the NFL was actually based on my research, not firsthand research. I haven't hooked up with any professional athletes myself. NFL was like last. It was like baseball and hockey tied, then basketball, and then football. Even golf was in there.
But is that just because that there are literally so many football players that almost like people just can't keep track? Because like I remember being out at club and someone's like, oh, that's like the lineman from so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, I could never pick him out of a lineup. Like, you know, there's like you almost like wouldn't even know if you're next to a football player and he's cheating on his girlfriend right next to you just because there's too many people to keep track of.
That wasn't the reason. The reason was because baseball has more games, so they travel.
Most. I NFL is like sneaking it under the radar just because like people don't have the like wherewithal and the knowledge to like realize what's going on because there's just so many.
I don't know, Alexandra. I've done extensive research in the DMs about this. I'm going with baseball. Like I feel like you would think it would be football or like basketball is number one, but like I'm going with baseball. I feel confident with my answer.
I feel confident with baseball too, just based off of like what I've seen in personal experiences. But like I said, I just feel like football maybe like isn't as behind as we think it is. It's more my point.
Right. I mean, listen, they're all like out there creeping.
They're all scumbags.
Yeah. But if you had to rank them, like that's what I'm going
for sure.
With. And like baseball and hockey were like neck and neck. Hockey's bad, but they're bad for like other things too. Like I've heard some like dark shit that goes on like with the hockey players.
And you know, honestly, it's just wild for men who are missing teeth half the time to just be out here behaving so flagrantly. Like
I agree.
You don't even have teeth.
But why are they so attractive?
I feel like it's because like they're just like hitting people with sticks. It's like that like that deep like primal vibes within us. We're just like, yes, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, like I feel like for me, like I would hook up hockey first, then basketball, then football, then baseball. Like that would be like my choice. What would be your choice?
See, I feel like it's tough because for me it is just so much about like the person rather than like what sport they play, as long as they're a professional athlete, you know.
Yeah, but this is like hypothetical pretend situation. Like who, like I don't know, there's something about basketball players too that are like so hot. They're so tall.
Literally just based off of like attraction, is taking out like what I know about them deep down. I almost feel like for me, it would be baseball,
ooh,
basketball,
oh,
hockey, then NFL. But honestly, I feel like NFL, it's really only like quarterbacks and like receivers that do it for me. And like the occasional tight end.
Okay. See, I think with like football, you really, and actually hockey, if you're going by looks, you know, you have to know what they look like.
Yeah.
Off the field and the ice because they wear helmets. So you don't like really get to see their faces. Whereas like basketball, like you could see their faces. So that's the deal. I just felt like I needed to clarify. Joe and Justin, I got them confused. Both nice guys. I don't know where the Justin Herbert hate came from last year. Maybe someone could tell me. Maybe he like wronged someone and like her and all her friends like just decided.
That's what I was thinking, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely have been it.
And then his new girlfriend came in to stick up with him by like throwing out the cat in the video game character.
Maybe. That was actually just, that was just sent to me. That was just sent to me yesterday. Somebody's trying to redeem any
justice for Justin.
Yeah, justice for Justin. Love it. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. The next thing I just want to mention is that I see you guys asking about Pedro Pascal every week in the Q&A. I don't get that much information about him. But I will read the beginning of this one message because I have heard this about him. And I just like, I don't think you guys are ready to like know this. So that's why I really haven't posted any messages that are in this same vein. But somebody said he just finished a movie that was filmed in Oakland. Someone I know worked on the movie. They said he was a big baby and a bit difficult. I had heard that about him before. And I just like, I don't know, some things I like don't feel comfortable posting because I know everyone's going to get so upset. But in response to that, I also have somebody who says, someone I know just finished a movie with him in Oakland. So it's the same movie. So two different people on the same set of the same movie. And this person says, Pedro's very nice. He signed a lot of Mandalorian gear for the crew. He's not as stoic masculine as you might think from his other roles, but generally very kind. So same movie, same set, two different takes on Pedro Pascal and how he behaved on the set of the movie. The movie is called Freaky Tales. It's set in the 1980s, Oakland. I'm assuming that's like Oakland, California. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just probably like a normal person. Like he has like good days and bad days. I know people probably want me to say that he's like a gem because people are like obsessed with him. I don't know if you knew that about Pedro Pascal. I don't know if you.
I never really had much thoughts on him. I mean, I'm sure there's like a fan club for everyone, but I also feel like unless like a celebrity is just like an actual awful human being, I feel like there's always going to be like good and bad interactions and experiences just because that's like human nature. It's like there's people that my friends love that I'm like, oh my God, that person like annoys me. I can't stand them. They're always rude to me. They're like, oh my God, wait, what? What do you mean? So
yeah, I agree. I feel like he falls under that category where he's just like human. Like he has like good days and bad days, and there's going to be like great stories about him, and then there's going to be like not so great stories about him. But he's not somebody that like I could off the top of my head be like, oh my God, he's such a gem, because all I've ever heard was like amazing stories about him. Do you know what I mean? Like there are some celebrities that someone will just randomly ask about and I'll be like, oh my God, I've heard this celebrity is like such a gem, because I've literally never heard a bad thing about them. An example of that would be Jeremy Allen White from Shameless, and he's in the hit show The Bear on Hulu. Yeah. So people are like really into him right now. Never heard a bad thing. And you know, and then when I post I've never heard a bad thing about Jeremy Allen White, like then I'll get like, you know, a ton more other messages about how wonderful he is. So unfortunately I can't say the same about Pedro, and I just like for some reason I just didn't want to like disappoint the masses with that information. So I saved it for the podcast. But any other Pedro stories you guys want to send in, I'll be happy to post. Okay, the next person that everyone was really interested in was Kevin Costner. Are you a Yellowstone fan?
I did recently binge Yellowstone, and I mean, I've always been into Kevin Costner. That's actually like my mom's like crush. She always says like, oh my God, Kevin Costner, Kevin Costner, Kevin Costner. So
yes,
we're well acquainted in my household.
Yes, he is dreamy. I feel like he transcends generations because he's been around forever. He's had a million hit movies. You know, but of course, like with Yellowstone, and I feel like maybe the younger generations are becoming interested in him as a person and they want to know about him. So I have some Kevin Costner gossip. I don't know if everyone knows, but he has a son who he doesn't recognize. Well, first of all, he has a bunch of kids.
I don't think I knew that. I mean, it makes sense. He's hot. He definitely laid the pipe.
Yeah, he has a ton of kids. I feel like he has like...
Wild.
Yeah, he has like 7 kids or something like crazy like that. He has 3 kids from his first marriage.
You know, he has 7. I'm Googling him now because now I'm like invested.
His first wife, her name was Cindy Sylvia. They married in 1978. They had 3 kids together. They got divorced in 1994. After his divorce, this is where he had the son where he didn't automatically like say, yes, I'm the father. He made him take a paternity test. So after his divorce from Cindy, he had an affair with Bridget Rooney. She's an heiress. She has a lot of money. And this led to Costner's 4th child, his son, Liam, who's now 27. Liam is incredibly attractive. He's like very low key. I don't know if people have ever seen a picture of him. He should 100% be an actor. Like, he is so attractive. I don't know, like, how he is as a person, but...
Like, BRB, sliding into those DMs real quick.
No, he's 27 now, just for everyone who is curious. He's 27. He has, like, heartthrob quality good looks. So this is the deal. Like, it was a very messy situation. He divorced his first wife. He had a relationship with Bridget Rooney, who's extremely wealthy, as I mentioned, in her own right. She's a member of the Rooney family. So I'm wondering if that's the actresses.
Oh, the Mara Rooney family?
Yeah. I think she's a member of that family.
That would make sense because they're like that. That's a wealthy family.
Yeah, that means that the Rooneys are related to Kevin Costner's son. That's what that means. Okay, they own football teams. They're super wealthy. So he had a relationship with Bridget, and that produced Liam. They broke up soon after Liam was born, and Kevin contested the paternity. Bridget went on to marry Bill Koch, who is a billionaire. He's still alive. He's much older than Bridget and very, very wealthy. So Bridget and Bill are both hugely independently wealthy. And I don't think Kevin really had a relationship with Liam. Liam dropped the last name Costner and fully took on Koch. This person says, I think that's even his last name on Instagram. So he sees Bill Koch as his father. And I don't think he really has any relationship with Kevin. That's like really sad. That's actually really, really sad. Again, I don't know anything about Liam. I don't know anyone who knows Liam. He looks like he's a pretty stand-up kid. As I mentioned, he's extremely handsome. So I don't think that's widely known, this like secret son that he has. I don't think a lot of people know about it, or maybe they do. I have no idea. But that's his fourth child. And then he has since welcomed three other children with Christine Baumgartner. So he has, so that's seven children. I got a couple DMs about Kevin, which I don't know, aren't that great, but I will read them. Again, this is like the podcast that excuses bad behavior, because I'm going to read you these DMs and you're going to be like, he's an actor. Well, the first person says he's definitely been known to have a wandering eye on set, but it hasn't ever caused any marital issues. So to me, that means like he does what he wants when he's filming and she just turns a blind eye because she's Kevin Costner's wife. This is Christine.
The current one.
They briefly broke up in 2002 and then they reconciled. So yes, I believe they're still together. So that's one thing. And then, oh God, this person sent me something and I randomly got someone else who sent a very similar DM. So this person says, I used to live in Hawaii and I met a massage therapist from one of the resorts. She said that as a guest, she had a massage appointment with Kevin and he got hard and made jokes about it. And he also hit on her. He was overall really inappropriate. Like, that's very John Travolta of him. I don't know if like everyone knows, but there's a rumor that like John Travolta is banned from many spas across the United States for his inappropriate behavior with masseuses.
Well, I thought you were going in a very different direction. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, and he like made me like give him a happy ending with it, not just like, oh, he got hard and made a joke.
No, yeah, she says he got hard, he made a joke, and it was really inappropriate. So I was like, maybe that was a one-off. Well, okay. cut to, I'm looking through my DMs and someone says, I worked at a very high-end London hotel 10 years ago. Female staff had a warning about Kevin Costner's creepy, touchy behavior. He was previously sued by a masseuse at another hotel for sexual abuse while on his honeymoon.
Oh my gosh.
Can confirm he was very creepy and touchy to female staff. Okay, so I was surprised to get that second message. I was like, I had no idea that he has like a masseuse problem. What is the deal with these like older actors and fucking massage therapists? Like, do you know what I mean?
I guess it's like a sign of the times. I feel like it's like probably like the newest like generation will have like OnlyFans girls that they subscribe to. I guess back in the day it was your masseuse.
I guess, but it's like if you want that kind of massage, then you pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, don't be assaulting these like poor people that are just trying to do their job, you know, at these spas. Like, I just thought that I was surprised to hear it.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. And then somebody else says, the big rumor in sports is that Kevin Costner slept with a baseball player, Cal Ripken's wife. That player was trying to break the league's consecutive games played record and was so distraught over the affair, he refused to play the day he found out. So the team faked a power outage and canceled the game. Hashtag allegedly.
I mean, that is a wild story.
Oh, also baseball. Hello, baseball.
I mean, how the tables turned.
I know.
So the baseball player cheating, his wife's cheating. Good
I know.
For her.
Well, I'm just saying, like, baseball in general. So apparently, like, I mean, listen, I, again, like, not excusing bad behavior, but I feel like Kevin Costner's Casanova ways are of no surprise to anyone. You know what I mean? He's been around for decades. He's a huge actor. He's been in Hollywood forever. I will say that the massage story kind of surprised me.
Yeah, that gives me like a little bit of like an ick, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, keep your hands to your fucking self unless you ordered that type of massage. I really think that when you're a super rich celebrity, you could probably have anything you want. You know what I mean? At like the snap of your fingers. So why do you need, maybe it's like you said, like a power play. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't, I mean, who knows? I feel like also like phone in for one of those massage, like have them come to the home.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm sure there's much more in Kevin Costner, but we're out of time for today. I want to thank you so much for being my first ever listener guest host.
I mean, thank you for having me. I feel like I had probably none of the qualifications, but like most things in life, somehow I bullshitted my way here. And I think we had fun.
Listen, how do you think I got here? I don't have any of the I don't have any of the qualifications either. I have an Instagram account and a phone and DMs. So we're all in this together. I say it all the time. I'm in this together with you guys, trying to like figure out the information that you guys wanna know. Again, like there's probably a lot more Pedro and Kevin things that I could be posting about. So I will post anything else I get from here on in. I know those are two actors everyone's really interested in. Pedro's actually in a new show that's on HBO Max, The Last of Us. It's actually pretty good. He's really good in it. I mean, I've only seen him in Game of Thrones, which he's excellent in as well. He didn't have like a main role. I would say he had like a subplot role. But he's very good. If you like apocalyptic shows, you should watch it.
Adding it to my list.
Do you like those kind of shows, Alexandra? Like, I can't picture you really liking that, but
I mean, I can get into anything, but I feel like if Dumois is recommending it, like my ears are perked up, I'm listening, I'm taking notes.
Oh my god, do you watch Ginny and Georgia?
I do.
Do you like it?
I watched it. Yeah, I did. I'm like ready for my third season now.
Me too. I'm almost
let's
done.
Let's get
with
it together,
second.
Netflix.
I know. I'm almost done with the second one. I'm like savoring every last minute of it. I don't know why. I'm just like so into it. It's like I want to move to Wellsbury. Like I'm just like really into it.
I mean, she's almost like the mom's like similar vibes to like Beth Dutton. It's like you're going to get what you need to get done. You know, we're on like that like Kevin Costner, Yellowstone supporting characters vibe.
Yeah. Like I'm into the mom and I fully support like all the moves that she makes, even though some of them are questionable.
And illegal. We really supported the questionable behavior of this podcast. I guess if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. Like I just took it all the way to the end. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.